All right, I'm on the program next, and I'm going to visit with you about a smartphone app for monitoring nodes above white flower. I want to acknowledge co-authors on this paper, Dharminda Saraswat and Omar Buriman. Anyway, they were with the University of Arkansas. They've moved to Purdue and taken a job with Purdue, but they're still working on this project. Amanda Free, Clay Fletcher, and Ryan Kurtz have also listed on this paper. But the nodes of white flower part is out of the Copman program. In Copman, there was an early season part, which was square man, and a late season part, which was bowl man. And bowl man was comprised of, the heart of that was the nodes above white flower, but there was a lot of harvest management information in there. So there was a lot of data that you had to put in. And a lot of, on the computer program, and I don't know if anybody in here run the full computer program of Copman. I'm sure most of y'all out here that look at cotton or grow cotton or use technology from Copman, especially in your termination. But I know when I first started in Arkansas, we were looked at this, and Ed, when we took nodes above white flower data, when they wanted 10 data points from 4 locations in the field. And so that was 40 plants you had to count. And I would go out with consultants, and we would go through the field, and they would do their thing walking through the field and just walking and looking and talking. They would come back and have an idea on what the nodes above white flower was. So one day I decided I was going to ride with some consultants and show them how wrong they were. And I went out, I did my data points, and they walked through and they did their things while I was looking at everything else and got back to the pickup. He wrote his nodes above white flower down on a piece of paper, and I told him what I come up with, and man, just nearly every time we were right on track. And so, a lot of these guys that are out in the field, you have an eye for that. You know what to do. You don't have to collect 40 numbers. And so so we're looking at trying to streamline this. But the nodes above white flower, basically what we're doing, we're looking to identify your last effective bowl population. That's the last bowl that's going to make you money. It's not the last bowl that's going to open on the plant. When we in the Mid-South, nodes above white flower 5 is really that cohort of white flowers at that time represent our I call them our last money bowls that contribute significantly to yield and profit. But Russ, I see you sitting over there. You get up on the high plains. That number may be more like 4. There's a lot of difference in the horsepower, the effective rooting depth. A lot of things go into that. And so, and one of the nice things about the app, they built a lot of flexibility in this. George, you had information in there about the different weather sites. They do that. Dharminda set that up. But even on some of the thresholds, if you're cut out, if you wanted to say the number is 4, then you have the ability to go in and set that up. If, a lot of our data shows, Tina Teague back there, I don't know if she stepped back out, but a lot of our data shows termination for plant bugs is good at 250 heat units. But if you feel like you need to go to 350 heat units, you can put that in and it'll go through and do the automatic notifications like George was talking about and run that to you. So, just the declining node above white flower it's an indication of stress. There's good stress and bad stress. A good bowl load is a good stress. Water stress is a bad stress. Either way, your nodes above white flower number is going to decrease. Here's a couple of slides I stole from Charles Stickler. Looking at early bloom, you look at the source sink relationship. You got a lot of energy being produced, but your amount of fruit on the plant is small. My slides aren't showing. Come on, sound man. I didn't even look up there. Sorry about that. And then as you go into late bloom, the amount of energy that's being produced is less. The demand's going to the seed and the lint. And kind of where your supply and demand cross is where we reach cutout. And, they're still showing. Some of the data from Arkansas we looked at, and this is I think really good data, and it's data set that Dr. Borland has been involved in. But they looked at tagging flowers, and how many flowers did they have to tag to be able to have enough bowls stay on the plant to produce a pound of cotton, pound of sea cotton. And you see the number runs pretty flat till you get to five. And then the number goes way up. And so that's kind of where we come up with. And you can see the different justifications for different nodes above white flour. And termination guidelines, a lot of these are generated across data sets from the belt. Termination for Lygus, it's your cutout plus 250 heat units. For LEPs, 350. Irrigation termination, you know, I like to go in somewhere between 350 heat units to 450 heat units and make a decision. There's a lot of, there's some of our instances where if we have good soil moisture at 350 heat units, we may make an irrigation there and then we're done. And you may look at that and say, okay, we're going to need one more irrigation or two more irrigations. But there's a point right there where you can make a decision what you're going to do to finish the season out and have a game plan. When you get to foliage feeders, you know, stink bugs, foliage feeders, you know, the numbers continue to go up because you have to have the leaves on there to mature the plant. As far as harvest date initiation, 850 is as early as you want to start, depending on what kind of fall weather you have is how far you want to go beyond that. But in 2015, Dharmendra and his staff put together an Android app, and we took that to the field to test that. And just like George said, you know, you put your field, you identify your fields. You know, in the old Copman data set, you had to put what field you were in. Well, it had the GPS. It knows where you're at. If you want to put just one data point in, you can put one data point in. And one of the things that was always an issue with us, you have historical weather site, which you use to establish what your latest possible cutout date is, because there's a point in time where you don't have enough heat units left to mature a bowl. Or you get down, say, in the Brazos Bottoms, there's a point in time to where you need to finish and get out of the crop, because if you keep trying to produce your crop, your hurricanes, whatever's going to come in, and you're not going to be able to get your cotton in the basket. So there's a point in time where you have to stop. And so that's really what we call our last effective cutout date. And to explain to an engineer what the latest possible cutout date was, looking at the latest date in the year or that time that you can collect 850 units, we struggled with that a lot. But we kind of got that figured out. And what it does, you know, just like George talked about on his app, it goes to weather stations near your area. And what we need to have is if we want to go with a 30-year average on our latest possible cutout date or a 5-year average or whatever, we need to have a complete data set. So he's got that set up to where you have your primary weather station, but you also go in and identify two other weather stations within that area to ensure that you have a full set of data if you want to do a 30-year average for your latest possible cutout date. But it does all that on its own. You look at historical weather, and then it updates the current weather as you go. And then it sends the notifications, and the notifications are, you know, that's a great thing. And you're a consultant. I get a ton of calls trying to figure out what's our, you know, looking at temperature data to know when we can terminate our LEP sprays. When do we get to 350 units? Well, this thing, you know, it calculates that information from the temperature that it downloads itself, and it'll send you the reports. It'll send you reports for fields that have reached 350 units, but a lot of times it's more important to know which fields haven't reached 350 units because those are the ones you need to go out and look at. And so depending on, you know, what you're looking for, you can get that thing to generate automatic reports to you. And the user-defined thresholds, he's got flexibility to built in that. We can look at weather stations in not only just in Arkansas but other states, and then have the built-in flexibility so that if you feel like your cutout number is 4 instead of 5, we have the deal to do that. But the notifications are 8. Well, that's what we had this last year. When we look at this next year, he's been assured of funding to go in to write this into an Apple app. I had a lot of problems. I worked with some consultants to try to get them to look at that, to test this in the field, and nobody wanted to mess with an Android app. And most of them didn't have an Android device to run it. And so I think we get this in, have an Apple app for people to look at and use, then I think we'll see widespread adoption because it's going to be easy and quick and give us the information we need so that we can stop spending money on the crop and without sacrificing yield. And again, want to thank Cotton Incorporated for their support of this project. So with that, that concludes my presentation. Not quite as technical as George's, but that's kind of where we're going and where we're heading with the Note Above White Flower app. Any questions? All right. Well, just before we leave, I wanted to remind y'all, you know, our BAS, you know, this again, we want to thank our sponsors for sponsoring the Consultants Conference. Our sponsors, again, are Syngenta, Monsanto, Bayer Crop Science, BASF, and Dow. BASF has a welcome reception for all attendees tonight from 6 to 7. It's up on the third floor in Acadia. The Cotton Consultants that are here, the Cotton Consultant of the Year is up in Riverview 1, and that's on 41st floor. And that's from 6:30 to 8, so that's open to all consultant attendees. And so we appreciate your attendance today and look forward to seeing you all tomorrow. And enjoy yourself in New Orleans tonight. Thank you.